Regina, many areas of the province received rainfall this past week, which caused producers to briefly pause harvest. Harvest is currently 74% complete, which is a 13% increase from last week. Despite the rain slowing harvest progress, it is welcomed by producers in dry areas as it will improve soil moisture conditions. The Southwest region is in the final stage of harvest with 95% of crops harvested. The Southeast region currently has 77% of crops harvested. Harvest is at the same stage in the East Central, West Central and Northwest regions as 63% of crops have been harvested. The Northeast has passed the halfway point as 58% of harvest is complete. Winter wheat, triticale and field pea crop harvest is now complete. Lentil and fall rye crops are very close to wrapping up as well. Leading all spring-seeded cereals, 93% of durum acres have been harvested. Other spring cereals are also coming along as 88% of barley, 81% of spring wheat, 73% of oats and 49% of canary seed have been harvested. Chickpea combining is in the final stages with 89% harvested. For oilseed crops, mustard leads harvest progress at 90%. Many producers are currently working to get canola crops harvested, with 47% in the bin. Flax and soybeans are the furthest behind in harvest progress, with 33% of flax and 25% of soybeans currently harvested. Pasture conditions around Saskatchewan vary by region. This is largely due to the amount of rainfall received during the growing season. Provincially, less than 1% of pastures are in excellent condition, 22% are in good condition, 39% are fair, 26% are poor and 13% are very poor. The best pasture conditions are being reported in the Northeast while the Southwest is reporting the poorest conditions. There was scattered rainfall throughout the province during this reporting period. The Indian Head area received the most rainfall this past week with 49 millimeters. The Marsden and Milden areas closely followed with 48 millimeters and 42 millimeters of precipitation, respectively. Other areas to receive notable rainfall include the Lizard Lake area with 41 millimeters and the Francis and North Battleford areas with 39 millimeters each. The precipitation this past week has improved topsoil moisture conditions around the province. Topsoil moisture conditions for cropland are rated as 1% surplus, 41% adequate, 37% short and 21% very short. For hayland, topsoil moisture is 36% adequate, 39% short and 25% very short. Finally, pasture topsoil moisture is 26% adequate, 39% short and 34% very short. After harvest has wrapped up, producers are hoping for lots of rain to restore depleted soil moisture reserves. Wind and waterfowl were the main causes of crop damage this week. Grasshopper activity remains high in some areas, continuing to damage crops. Producers are still working hard to swath and combine crops. As we move into the later stages of harvest, more producers will be focused on post-harvest weed control, storing grain and hauling bales. With most producers still busy with harvest, safety should always be a priority in all the work they do. Fire risks are still present when working in fields despite the recent moisture, so it's important to not get complacent. Producers should also be aware of power lines when transporting heavy equipment. Finally, the public is reminded to be patient and exercise extra caution when meeting or passing farm machinery on public roads. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online. Download crop report. Follow the 2024 crop report on Twitter at @Skagriculture.